Hello and welcome to the May 2020 update of Alterea. At the time of this recording, the current May Day mini event is down. And here's a quick rundown as to why. After an instance is vacated, it expires after a certain time of inactivity, and all of the instances, rooms, and everything in them are deleted. This frees up the virtual space to be used by another instance. The flooding in the special event area is handled by system events. These events are magical beasties that live deep in the bowels of Alterean's memory. System events handle all sorts of things, from saving player files, to shopkeeper behavior, to dealing the damage of certain spells. The flood event was designed to be run every 360 slices, or roughly 51 seconds. What was happening was that within that time frame, an instance with flooding events attached would expire and then be replaced by a new instance. The flood events would then proceed to flood the new instance because they did not have sufficient information to distinguish any new instance from the old one. I didn't catch this because on my test server there was only me making and breaking instances. I'm already working on a solution and should have the event back up and running in short order. We will update the closing date of the event soon thereafter. Last month we released three new areas: the Giant's Dream, a level 38 solo area by Kagome; Corona Island, a level 43 group 7 area by Morpheus, Jamir, Mikano, and Trell; and the Dragon's Path, a level 40 area by Drock. As promised, Drock made some tweaks and fixes to the compare command last month, including comparisons for spell components and grenades. Compare should no longer be on by default on auction, but Drock added a bid compare option if you want to see it. He also added set short ID to toggle between long form identification and single line short form ID. A new level 17 thief skill was added called Distract. While hidden, a thief can divert the attention of a potential mark, making them easier to steal from. We have some April updates in the crafting department. First of all, if you know mining, the survey command will now give some information about local geology and local mineral veins. Mountain Brass now has Zap Save as its stat instead of Strength. Sterling Silver can now be made into weapons and, not very good, armor. It is average in speed between Silvered Steel and Doubled Steel. The various steels are now slightly slower in speed to emphasize their distinctness from base metals and mithril alloys. Adding a rim to a woodcrafted shield will now always increase the armor class by at least one. There is a new wickercraft item, the Besom, a one-off wand of Remove Curse. Drock finally figured out how to make the sneak skill improve with use in a sane way. It will be fairly infrequent, and works best when avoiding hostile mobs near or higher than your level. In May, our builders will be hard at work constructing their next areas. Drock is working on the Cerulean Shore, a level 14 zone, while Morpheus is busy making the Sea of Despair, a level 43 group 15 zone. After the May Day event is over, I will once again return to working on guild jobs. Much of the infrastructure to support guild-based jobs is already in place, and an Assassin's Guild does now exist. We'll be setting up Guildmasters soon. Once guild jobs are finished, I will begin working toward getting this year's Summer Solstice celebration ready to go. We will announce the dates for this event in the June update. In closing, I want to share some thoughts I've had regarding what our role, that is the role of we, the staff of Alterean, ought to be in the current global pandemic, or any crisis. After much contemplation, I have arrived at two different conclusions. First, Alterean is a game, and the point of a game is to have fun. That being the case, we're here to entertain you. That may sound frivolous, but I believe that we provide an indispensable service. Wholesome recreation is necessary for a person's health and well-being. As the old saying goes, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Second, I believe that the other purpose of Alter Aeon is to provide a community. Ours is a diverse cast of people from all walks of life and from all over the world. Within it, you will find support, advice, and even friendship from not only people just like you, but also from people unlike you. This is Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon, bidding you all good health. The light of hope shines brightest in the dark.